Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, doing a Golden Globes post-show results, blah, 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 with...
with Tony Beasley, again.
Hi. Again. You have lost, sir.
So I'm 1-2 against you in this thing.
Was it your first loss?
Yeah, I think I beat you in both the Oscars and the Grammys last year.
You did?
Two years ago.
You did. But now that we're actually playing for something, I think I stepped it up, and now you owe me a DVD.
Yep, and the reason that I lost is because I've got a big, giant boner hard-on for Mad Men, and it blinded me to the obvious Glee choices that I should have been making the whole time.
And it also blinded you to the Boardwalk Empire choices.
It really did. I didn't think that it was going to beat Mad Men in those categories, and I'm frankly kind of shocked. But
so, did you watch the entire award show?
I did, except for like literally a few minutes when I was in and out doing some other stuff. But I saw most of it.
I think Gervais was the best host I've ever seen host anything.
I think I was laughing my ass off every time he said anything. I thought it was hilarious.
And I've never laughed that hard in an award show.
Yeah, every time he did when he did the recap of Bruce Willis's movie career, that was pretty outstanding. Hudson Hawk,
Hawk's War.
I don't even know any other movies he said. It was funny.
It was brilliant. Ashton Kutcher's father.
Oh yeah, stuff.
It was really weird to hear the Trent Reznor score being played on television, because it totally sounds like Trent Reznor's music whenever Social Network would win. It was very jarring to hear that. And you would have thought, like, 10 years ago, during the Fragile tour, this guy's going to win a Golden Globe for scoring something, and the guy from NSYNC's going to play a large role in that. It's very odd.
Yeah, or 80% of the music that he's put out in the last 10 years has been a score, essentially, the Ghosts album.
Yeah.
A lot of Year Zero sounded very scorish.
Well, Year Zero is getting turned into a television show, finally.
Is it really?
It's finally happening. This talk started when the first album came out. I think it's getting developed for HBO. It was announced like 2 months ago.
Cool.
Sorry, listener.
But one other plug for Trent Reznor and the other guy who just kind of stood there when he
Atticus
was accepting
Ross.
The award and smiled. Yeah, they're also scoring they're doing the soundtrack to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
That makes sense. Who's directing that? Fincher?
I don't know. I don't know who's directing it.
I think it's Fincher.
Okay, well, that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Fincher directed Fight Club. Right?
Correct.
And yes. Fight Club was written to the music of the first two Nine Inch Nails albums.
Really?
Yeah, when he was writing that book, not Fincher, but the author of Fight Club. He listened to Pretty Hate Machine religiously and like.
Pukuliak?
Yes. I keep training Klosterman. It's not Klosterman.
Chuck?
Palahniuk, yes.
Chuck Palahniuk, yeah.
Yes. So it totally makes sense. It fits completely off tangent. Where the fuck was Ricky Gervais for like an hour of the show?
Drinking.
I hope.
Apologizing to people. I hope not. I hope he wasn't doing that. I hope he was just drinking.
I think the last line of the entire show is the best line I've ever heard in any award show. I want to thank God for making me an atheist. Brilliant. It could not have been better. He shit on everything perfectly. And it's great to see celebrities try to snipe back at one of the funniest men in the world. Like, you're going to sound dumb. Don't fuck with that level of genius.
The only person who didn't sound like a complete idiot trying to talk back to Gervais was Steve Carell.
Yes. But that was played like they knew that beforehand. It was brilliant. It was great. Jimmy Fallon was so unfunny during that one bit. I'm sorry.
Yep. The bit he did with January Jones.
Oh, God, that was awful. That was awful.
She looked angry for having been dragged into doing that.
Whatever. It's just the thing is frustrating. It's very weird because I find myself during the pre-show. I didn't watch the pre-show, but I was checking the Twitter, and a lot of people were judging people on dresses, and that made me like really upset for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but yet during the entire show, I just had quips on Twitter throughout for no reason.
So let's talk about some of the dresses for a second. And
are you serious?
Normally I don't care about this kind of thing, but there's a couple of people who stood up there tonight where I was kind of thinking, man, what the fuck? One of them is Sandra Bullock. Sandra Bullock looks like someone who went through a messy divorce and does not know what's going on in her life, which just by coincidence happens to be true, I think.
And I really wish that Ricky Gervais went with that line of jokes versus the general she hates poor people.
Yeah, I feel like he let her off a little bit easier.
I agree. He definitely was censored or thought better right there.
Yeah.
A lot of dresses to the top of or to the bottom of the vagina tonight.
Yes, correct.
A lot of new cheekbones this evening.
Mm-hmm. Natalie Portman went on stage, and I believe she's pregnant.
She is.
And, you know, notwithstanding the pregnancy, she looked like she weighed about 50 pounds heavier than she did in Black Swan.
That's good.
It's good. And that's more of a statement of how skinny she was in Black Swan. Yeah. It was kind of scary.
Yeah. Are we done with the fashion? Could we move on to your loss?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go 20-1. Down in the order. For some reason, when we did this, we didn't do best supporting actors in comedy. And I don't know. I think you might have won, but that didn't happen. So, number 20, best comedic actor in a television show. You had Baldwin. I had Carell. It was Jim Parsons from Third Rock from the Sun. Jim Parsons. best actress in a comedy. I don't know how this qualifies. You had Toni Collette. I had Edie Falco. I went to Laura Linney from The Big C. Okay, here's the first.
Whatever.
Yeah, here's the first victory tonight. Best comedy. You had 30 Rock. I had Glee. The Glee won.
Yeah, and I knew it was going to happen about 20 minutes into the show. I thought, yeah. You know what? It was really fucking stupid of me to pick 30 Rock. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, 4 years ago. It's not the time has passed, man. Best actor in a drama television show. You had Cranston. I had Buscemi. It went to Buscemi. That was totally lucky. I think that was the hardest category, I think, out of all of them.
I picked Bryan Cranston. I thought for sure I picked John Hamm. Maybe not.
You did not pick John Hamm. Right. You did not. I have it written down. People could listen back. Best actress. Here's a surprise. You had Margolese, who won last year. I had Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men. Katie Sagal. And that was cool to see.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was cool because the cameraman went to Ed O'Neill right afterward. And that was neat. I really hope that they just do a mashup between Modern Family and Sons of Anarchy recreating Married with Children. I think that'd be
Do you think that's what the result would be?
It'd be a success. No. Just do it now. Like, they got divorced 20 years ago, and then they meet back up. Their lives are drastically different. They meet at their high school reunion when Al is playing in his reunion football game. That's the premise of the film. All right. Best television show drama. You had Man. I had Boardwalk Empire. I went to Boardwalk Empire. Here's where it makes more sense, too. Think about who makes Boardwalk Empire. It's Scorsese, Spielberg, and Mark Wahlberg producing it. Like, that looks like if you give them awards, they will do more press for you. It makes a lot of sense.
Too much firepower, but man, I stand by my belief that Mad Men is just a far superior piece of work.
Have you seen Boardwalk Empire?
I have.
Okay.
I have, but I understand.
All right. Here we go. We both lost on this. This is for Best Original Song. We both had I See the Light from, what was it called? Tangled? And Tangled. You haven't seen The Last of Me, a song that Cher sings in Burlesque One. That's a waste
of
time.
That should have been the obvious choice.
So how was that the obvious choice? Are you being sarcastic? I can't tell.
When I heard the song played on the TV, I said, that's probably going to win. It did.
I think
It seemed like the correct choice with Cher and the energy and the...
I don't know. I don't think that was predictable.
It seemed very Hollywood form pressy as soon as I heard it.
I disagree completely because the next pick, which is also music, completely is different. By the way, as of right now, as of pick 15, 3-0 me, here's where you take a point. Best original score from Social Network, you won with Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. I had Hans Zimmer from Inception. Yeah, it was super weird to see him on stage.
Did you hear the reception? Because, you know, you can tell who's going to win by the volume of the applause.
If you get a lot of
the nominees get. Oh, yeah. When they were doing the nominees, it was kind of the other scores. And people were like, yeah, they did Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross. Place just exploded.
It's weird. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Best original screenplay, we both had Social Network. It was Social Network. Best director, we both had Fincher. It was Fincher. As of now, it is 5-3. So I'm winning. As you can see, dear listener. Best supporting actor in a drama. I had Christian Bale, you had Jeffrey Rush. It was Christian Bale setting the night off right with a crazy, insane speech, which I love. Big Christian Bale.
That was actually one I missed, and I've got it recorded. I want to go back and watch it.
It's a fun one. Best supporting actress. I should have went with my gut. You went with Melissa Leo. I went with Helena Bonham Carter. Melissa Leo.
Mm-hmm. Splitting the vote thing, I'm telling you, every time.
Yeah, I know. I got to stop doing that. Here's one. This is great. You thought the best foreign film. You thought this was a lock for Beautiful. I thought it was going to go to I Am Love. It went to In a Better World.
I don't think I used the word lock, but I was pretty sure about that.
Okay, fine, whatever. Same idea. Best animated film, Toy Story 3. That was okay, whatever. The girl from True Grit introduced that. That was weird.
Oh, no, did you hear the comments from...
Were you even alive when Toy Story 1 was made? Or something like
that? And their reactions were both, I don't know, what year was that?
No, Bieber had the fuck off reaction.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Best comedic performance. You had Johnny Depp, specifically in Alice in Wonderland. I had Kevin Spacey. It went to Paul Giamatti in a film I haven't seen, and I'm really glad he won because he makes me happy.
Yep.
Here we go. Best actor in a comedy, though it's not. We both had Annette Bening. It was Annette Bening. Best comedy. We both had The Kids Are All Right. It was The Kids Are All Right. Best actor. We both had Colin Firth. It was Colin Firth. Here's the last different one. Best actress. I had Nicole Kidman. You had Portman. Obviously, it was Portman with one of those boring speeches we heard all night. And
terrible.
Finally, best picture, Social Network. Absolutely no surprises. So, Tony, you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 out of 20. That's not bad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 for me. I slipped out of victory, and now we will proceed to the next award show. Do you think that having Gyllenhaal and the other girl, Anne Hathaway, be the host of the Oscars is a good idea?
No, I think it should be. Who was it that did the song medley a couple of years ago? Was it Robert Downey Jr.?
Billy Crystal.
No, Hugh Jackman. I think Hugh Jackman should host it every year.
Really?
Yeah, I thought Hugh Jackman was outstanding. He was born to host the Oscars and play Wolverine.
Really?
Yes.
All right. That's different. I would go with Gervais for everything, but I know that's not going
to
happen.
Gervais, I don't think we have the power to make that happen. If anything, Brandon, these results show that you're in for a beatdown at the Oscars. clearly my expertise is in the movies.
Yeah, you're right.
And not the TV. I haven't even seen an episode of Glee, and I should have assumed that was going to win every award it was up for.
You were 0 for 6 on TV. I was 3 for 6.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. But yeah. No, I disagree. I think I could lock in all the best whatever and win. I think if I just play the odds, I'll win for the Oscars.
But it's gonna come down to, as usual, the weird categories like
best foreign film,
best visual effects, best foreign film, best sound editing versus sound mixing.
You're right. Maybe there's a Glee category where I can sweep. By the way, Glee, it's a great show. It's good for the gays. It also makes money the same way that Fox News makes money. So don't be so happy, you dumb people. It's all going to Fox. So that's all. Sorry.
Yeah.
That was just me being an asshole.
It makes everybody very happy.
Me being an asshole?
That makes me happy.
Oh,
Glee makes other people happy for different reasons.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm sick. I apologize. Hopefully by the next award show, I will not be sick. When is our next award show? When is that?
It's sometime in February. That's about all I can tell you right now.
We have the 2011 Oscars. I'm going to search what that date is.
That's right. Unless we want to do the Emmys, which
you don't want to do the Emmys.
I would shy away from the Emmys right now based on tonight's performance.
We're 41 days away from the Oscars. Hold on. Sorry about that. This is really not professional. February 27th. So that's that. What is the Grammys?
The Grammys is not for a while.
Sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
You're wrong. It's February 13th.
Son of a bitch.
So do you want to do the Grammys?
Give me a little bit of lead time, and I'll do my best.
I just told you. It's February 13th.
Last time we did the Grammys, I had to download about $40 worth of singles.
Don't.
By Adele and others. So I still have all that. I still have all that goddamn music. I have a goddamn Kylie Minogue album that I'll never listen to on my computer because of that podcast. But I'm willing to do it again.
All right, it's 27 days away. We'll record in 3 weeks.
Yes? Sounds good, man. And I'll send you your little DVD that you won.
And then you get to pick. What are we gonna do for the Grammys?
We're gonna have to think about that one.
We're gonna think about the Grammys.
We can get really creative there.
Okay, we have to set a $20 limit for our Secret Santa Grammy bullshit. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoyed your bullshit time watching a bullshit award show hosted by one of the funniest men on the planet. Tony, you want to say anything or plug anything?
I would like to plug the existence of alcohol. I hope everyone was able to drink.
Were you drinking
wine or beer? I had one beer. It was a poor showing by me.
I haven't drank today. I'm very, very ill. I got back from New York City at about 6 a.m. Very sick. So, yeah.
Well, let's resolve to do the next one of these drunk.
Well, it's the Grammys. We'll be very high on cocaine and sadness. So
cool.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.